Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Breaking news out of Salt Lake City, Utah today. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir has released a new album featuring 12 rap songs with guest artist Bad Bunny. Okay, you got me. It's April Fool's Day and I made that up. But for a moment I had you going, right? Today's the perfect day for what a certain former president would call fake news. I considered throwing some fake news at you this afternoon. You know, teasing you with stories like these. Cardi announces he will run yet again for mayor of Toledo. The Coast Guard declares it will no longer rescue stranded ice fishermen on Lake Erie. The University of Toledo launches a bid to become the Big Ten's newest member. The Martin Luther King Bridge will be taken permanently out of service within weeks. Biden and Trump plan a joint campaign appearance in Toledo. Now see, those are examples of what I call fake news. Each one of them is fake, but there's just enough germ of possibility within them to suggest that, hey, maybe it's true. Here are some more stories that could fool you if you didn't know today's date. Major League Baseball announced today that it will expand its playoffs, including the World Series, nearly into December. The National Park Service said today that only 500 persons a day will be admitted to our most congested national parks beginning in June. Michelle Obama told reporters today she has no interest in running for president. Her husband would neither confirm nor deny her intentions. The National Weather Service has calculated that the Florida coastline is receding at the rate of 2 feet a day. Homes on the shoreline of Lake Okeechobee are expected to become oceanfront properties in 2056. Today, the Pentagon and the NCAA jointly announced that the annual Army-Navy football game will be replaced by Air Force versus the Marines. Superiority through the air versus a punishing ground attack. My money's on the Leathernecks. The Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences has decided to retire Oscar and design a new Academy Award statue that no longer looks like a space alien. Scientists say they've developed a vaccine that prevents the common cold, but produces side effects such as body aches, chest congestion, and severe sniffles. A study at Long Island University has found that left-handed individuals are more likely to lean to the right politically. It's believed to be a left-brain, right-brain sort of thing. Here's one that's real, sort of. Did you know that there is a museum of hoaxes in San Diego? Really? It even has a website that features photos of the building. But the whole thing is, well, a hoax. There is no building. Finally, if you're still with me, researchers have determined that people whose birthday is March 31st are the easiest to fool with an April Fool's prank. Because, well, they really were born yesterday.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.